cards in the Narcan kits, and I have the cards at Public Health that have the phone number to call in as well. So we're, you know, doing everything that we can to try to keep people alive.
So pulling on that thread a bit, how could, if somebody's listening to this program and they own a business, or perhaps they just want to be a good Samaritan who's walking around with Narcan, how could they get in touch with you? How could they get that ball rolling? And what's it like if I, for example, wanted to go and keep Narcan in my pocket? How would I go about that?
It's a very quick and easy phone call to us at the Public Health Center. I have a sign-up sheet for the red boxes. I don't actually have them in hand yet, but those will be coming very, very soon. So, yeah, the phone number for the Kodiak Public Health Center is 907-486-3319. If you're, you know, just an individual wanting an Narcan kit, you can just pop in and see us. We're at 211 Mission Road, suite 211. So it's pretty easy. Same suite as the address. And that's in the old Fish and Game building, the big green one on Mission, across from the Russian Orthodox Church. And myself or my office assistant, Michelle, can give you a quick teaching on how to recognize an overdose and how to give the Narcan. And then you just walk out with one. And the business owners can just sign up for a box, I'm sorry, with me as well.
We do want to let them know that Narcan is a nasal spray that you administer.
Right.
I think there's, Amy and I have chuckled over this, that too many people have watched Pulp Fiction, and this is not a needle that you plunge into somebody's chest or thigh mm-hmm. or somewhere in their body. It's very uninvasive. It's a simple spray up one nostril.
I have heard horror stories of people who overdose who just get sprayed in the face with Narcan, and that's not, unfortunately, an effective way to use it.
No, it's not. And it goes by other names, just to throw that out there as well. There's also naloxone or Cloxido are some of the other names. They just recently doubled the dose of the nasal spray, and with that came a name change to the Cloxido.
Right. Another thread that I wanted to pull on is that it's not simply like heroin users who are overdosing now. There is fentanyl and other very high-powered synthetic opioids that are appearing in all sorts of different drugs that typically never had any sort of opioid in them. How has that sort of impacted the risk of being a drug user in general?
Oh, that it's dramatic, actually, because people that would normally, you know, use meth and, you know, are at a lower risk of withdrawing. When you are adding that fentanyl to it or the heroin to it, it makes it more addictive, definitely harder to withdraw from. I've had to help people, you know, taper off of certain medications to combat the withdrawal symptoms. And a lot of people don't even know that heroin or fentanyl is in those drugs, which is also why we have the fentanyl test strips now. Because the dealers are getting a little sneaky putting it in there because they know it's going to make them more addictive. They're going to sell more. And someone asked, well, you know, they're risking people dying. Why would they do that? Well, because there's more people getting addicted than what's dying. So it's still keeping them in business.
That's profoundly horrifying. I want to ask, is this the only solution? Can we distribute Narcan our way out of this, or are